Welcome to The Educated Investor, brought to you by the Householder Group Estate and Retirement Planning. At Cishon Financial, Regional Vice President David Cishon takes a proactive approach to helping you develop a strategy to address your financial goals and objectives using the most efficient methods available. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley and David Cishon.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. Hey, be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We've got a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us any questions or problems through there. And, of course, our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. We're going to kick off today's show with our good friend David Cishon, Cishon Financial Services. Their number is 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. David, glad to see you again, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be back, Scott.
You know, we talk about this whole thing about retirement and, boy, we're all living longer. One thing I wanted to talk about, I was talking with some ladies actually at our church the other day, and we always talk about it seems like the guy goes first. You know, so a lot of women out there, you know, are left. And, you know, I mean, I've met some. They said they never wrote a check, okay? Their husband did everything for them. They didn't even know how to fill out a check. So I want to spend a couple of minutes on the female side of things when that woman is left. I mean, and boy, not knowing what to do or where to turn, whatever. I'm sure you've probably had this happen in your career. What are some suggestions out there when, you know, maybe something happened very quickly and, you know, they just weren't prepared for this?
Well, and that's a good point, Scott. And we see a lot of couples come in and the wife doesn't have much of a clue as to anything financially. And that's even in estate, on the estate plan side, mm-hmm. all right, protection plan, anything financial. The guy has been handling it. And if they come in and they don't bring their wives, we don't go any further. They got to bring their wives in. I don't care if she doesn't like it or doesn't want to know about it. They got to bring them in because, again, they're going to be left holding the bag, whether they realize it or not.
Right.
We have an online seminar that we do 24/7 just for women. And they can go on and look at that and see the things that they have to be aware of. And it's a great half-hour seminar that they should look at. But again, what things that we see are just understanding where their assets are, mm-hmm. and what their assets are doing for them. A lot of folks that come in don't, the women just don't know it.
Right.
Every once in a while, it's the woman that handles everything. Right. And it really is the guy. He doesn't have a clue.
Sure, right.
You know, we see both sides, but it's normally the woman that doesn't have control. And having control over the five areas of financial planning, having an idea who to turn to, where to go, is going to relieve that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
If they have an advisor or an attorney or whatever, it's important that they at least know who to turn to and what to be looking for.
Right. So when we talk about, you know, our retirement dollars, I mean, I guess the big question is, you know, are we doing everything we can to maximize those retirement dollars? What all are you looking at when you ask that question? Are you doing everything you can to really maximize those dollars that you're saving?
Well, it all depends on what you mean by maximizing. My favorite quote to people is, I really don't care how much money you make. I care how much money you keep.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference. And maximizing means how much money do we need to cover our expenses in retirement so that we're comfortable. Now, when I say that, some couples say, well, I've got Social Security, I got a little pension, and then I just need maybe it covers half of their monthly costs. Well, how much of the other half do you want covered so that you know that money's there on a guaranteed basis? Some people want 100% of it covered. Some only want 10%. It doesn't matter to me, but what it matters is their comfort level. What do they think they need to cover it? because guaranteed income is the most critical element that retirees have. It makes their life smoother, it makes retirement easier, and if they have enough guaranteed income, they're okay. And I don't mean assets, I mean income.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get income simply by investing in stocks or the bank or bonds or REITs. You get income on a guaranteed basis by doing certain other things.
Now, you've used the term a few times on the show, paychecks and playchecks. So let's talk about that a minute.
Yeah. Well, again, it goes back to income, and paychecks and playchecks are monies that are coming in that are going into the foundation of your home. Like when you build a house, after you got your plans in your lot, let's say, the first thing that you do is what? You either put in a footing or you put in a foundation. Now, I'm from back east. We have big foundations. Footings are what people put in New Jersey on the shore or down in Florida. So when storms come, the house falls over.
Right.
Well, we got to make sure that we have enough paychecks and playchecks. Paychecks is Social Security, maybe a pension. Okay. Maybe you have an annuity that's paying you income. All right, that's in the foundation. Playchecks, and those paychecks cover the majority or the magnitude of expenses that you want covered during that month or every month. And then paychecks are for those things that you want to go. Travel, take the grandkids somewhere, do things that you want to do that is in your control because now you're retired. But you need extra monies to do that. So I call them paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
Paychecks and playchecks. Paychecks cover the fixed cost, whatever amount that is, and then playchecks is your discretionary income. But that income can't be lost because something happens in the outside world. That income's got to be coming in all the time.
Right. David Cishan is our guest. Cishan Financial Services are with the Householder Group. They're right here in the Denver Tech Center. And if you'd like to get a free consultation with David, give him a call, 720-482-1917. 720-482-1917. Now, you've mentioned a few times over the couple of years here we've been doing this now, the term fiduciary.
Yep.
Explain what that means.
Well, basically, fiduciary is a real important concept in financial world. Basically, it really says that you have to put your interest as a person, as an advisor, aside. And everything you do for that client or that prospect has to be in their best interest. It can't just be suitable for them. It has to be in their best interest. So for an example, years ago, a lot of these broker-dealers were getting fined by the Securities and Exchange Commission, mainly the big houses in New York, because they were recommending, let's just say as an example, a certain mutual fund or a certain fund family,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And they were recommending it as ultimately because they were receiving more compensation from that fund family than they would from the other fund family. Now, didn't make their recommendations to their clients wrong, but it made those recommendations not in their best interest. It was suitable to them, to the client. But was it in their best interest? And, of course, the SEC and Financial Regulatory Authority said absolutely not. So again, a fiduciary has to act in the best interest of the client and all matters, has to disclose any conflicts of interest at any time,
mm-hmm.
and has to be there as a very, very trusted person.
Right. Social Security. Yep. We've got a couple of minutes left. Let's talk about that just a little bit and a little bit of – because, I mean, we do a whole segment on our whole show on that, just that, because there's, 500 and something ways that you can apply for that. So what are some of the misconceptions when you do some of these seminars and you mention something, people look at you like, oh, my gosh, I did not know that?
Well, you know, so again, Social Security is one thing that people don't understand. The other thing is people don't understand is some of the laws that have been recently passed that have been in existence for 3 years, for example. One of the laws was passed by the government to allow people so that they don't have to take their required minimum distribution, all of their required minimum distribution starting at 70 and a half. Don't have to do it. Every seminar, I ask people in every class, Who has heard of this? No one. It's been passed into law, and it's called Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. Is it for everybody? Of course not. But it's a tool that you can use so that if you don't want to take required minimum, all your required minimum distributions, or you want to postpone some of it,
right,
the law now allows you to do it. Do people know about it? No. Why? I have no idea why their advisors aren't talking to them, why their accountants aren't talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they go back and talk to their accountants, oh, yeah, that's true. You can do that. Well, it's been 3 years. How much taxation did you have to pay to now learn you don't have to take and pay the tax now?
Right. Well, Dave, always good information. We appreciate it. Again, check out that website, Cichon Financial Services. That's Cichon Financial Services.com. Their number for a free consultation, 720-482-1917. And they're going to be doing some more seminars coming up in our next couple of shows. We will share some dates with you on those as well. So, Dave, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We've got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated, they're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is the spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for being with us. Be sure and check out our referral list, and that is haystackhelpradio.com. And you will find companies there that we endorse. And one of those is Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine. And it is great to have the ladies back in studio. We've got Dr. Melanie Bond with us, Dr. Emily Rogg, and Caitlin Ornis. So I like when y'all do that in unison. So now you can go.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, that sounds so nice. Okay. But it was great to have you guys back. And, you know, health is something that is, quickly can fade. And I mentioned you guys before we started taping today, you know, man, I've had three you know, dear friends pass away, you know, in October. And, you know, one was 87, but one was 58, and the other one was 63. So, boy, you just never know about life. And I think if we don't take control of our health, you know, pretty quick here for most of us, especially over that 50, 60 range, I mean, things can start going downhill pretty quick. And I think that's one thing that you guys are really trying to do there at Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine, and that is just get people on a healthy path. So, Kaylon, I'll tell you what, we'll start with you today. And if you can think of maybe the last couple of people, and we're talking about this hormone therapy a lot with you guys, it's BioT, right? And so maybe think of a couple of patients that have been in of late, and maybe pick one male and one female that might come to mind, and just maybe after they've done a few series of treatments with you and what they've told you of how they feel different.
Absolutely. Like I've mentioned, I think on previous shows, is the most common thing I hear day in and day out is I never knew how bad I felt until I felt good. And that is so true. I mean, in this current environment, everybody's tired, they're stressed. And, you know, some of it is, you know, obviously environmental, but, you know, how long have they been feeling that way? And how long have they told, you know, their practitioner that I feel that way? And then they come back and they get, right, quote unquote, normal lab values. And then we look at them and we're like, but you're not feeling good. They're like, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. And they hear, well, you're just getting old. That's gotta be so frustrating, right, for patients. So I'd say my most memorable patients are that have been doing hormone therapy, maybe with previous providers, some even, I hate to say it, with previous BioT providers. Mm-hmm. And they really didn't understand the mechanism of how it works and kind of what is all involved in that. And so, you know, those are the best success stories of, you know, hearing. And I can't even really pick out one or two, to be honest, sure, because I would say I could only pick out maybe one or two that it was a little bit more of a commitment because their body didn't adjust as quickly as they had maybe hoped and kind of walk them through that process. But the majority of them, I mean, they're like, I can't believe I've been going this way, mm-hmm, this tired, this moody. It wasn't me. It was an actual objective. Your hormones are gone. Right. And so that's kind of the neatest thing, to be able to educate them of, well, yeah, you've been on hormones in the past and haven't felt any better, and this is why. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the reports that these physicians give these patients are so in-depth. We do them in writing for a reason, because it's a lot of information, and it's not just reading out of a textbook. This is your lab value. This is what evidence-based says you need to be, and this is what you're going to feel because of that. Mm-hmm. And I think once they understand that, it's life-changing.
Sure. Dr. Bond, we talked about this in a previous show, but I wish people would not just go to the doctor when they're sick. You know, I mean, just think about that. If we all just did some, I mean, you know, we need an oil change, a light comes on in our car, that tells us that. But you never know what's going on in your body. And just to go in and get some blood work, and I don't want to overdo it, but at least once a year, right, to get some good blood work just to see what's going on. Because if you can catch something early, boy, it could save your life, really.
Well, a lot of people take better care of their car than they do themselves. You know, mm-hmm, they're like, every 3 months, I'm going to get that oil changed and get my tires rotated, right? I mean, and they're doing it for maintenance, but why aren't we doing that for ourselves?
I know.
Because that car isn't going to matter if I'm sick.
Sure.
So, absolutely, yeah. I can speak from my own experience. Had I known that my vitamin D level was horribly deficient, it may have prevented me from actually developing autoimmune disease,
wow,
myself. But I never knew that because my doctor never checked it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to blame my doctor. I'm blaming myself for not taking action for my own health.
Right.
And now I am, and I am driven.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And, you know, using that analogy with the oil light coming on, what we don't want to do is just take some tape and put it over the light where we can't see it, because that didn't cure anything. But I think that's what we do a lot of times, Dr. Rogg, when we, you know, just get on some medicines or whatever, and all we're doing is masking a problem, and we don't know what those prescriptions are really hurting us in other ways. So why not try to do things? And like we said this before, medicine has its place, prescriptions have their place. But, you know, to try to do things in a natural way to get to feeling better is the way to go, right?
Oh, clearly, and medicine in general, we're very good at treating acute problems. You come in, you broke your leg, we put you in a cast, you heal up, that's good. You have pneumonia, you get antibiotics for 10 days, that's good. Our treatment of chronic illnesses and high blood pressure and diabetes and just take a pill for that until this number looks like this doesn't really solve the problem well. And a more proactive approach is much more helpful. That, it, you know, the doctors, unfortunately, are driven to see patients very quickly in general. And so they rarely have an in-depth discussion of what they actually eat and actionable changes of how they can practically change things in their life to eat better. Mm-hmm. Doctors don't have time to do that. They rarely have a in-depth discussion of how they exercise or how they can put different forms of exercise into their life on a routine basis rather than just a month at the gym in January.
Right.
And if the doctors could focus on those things and then the hormones we should naturally have in our bodies at optimal levels and not just what is quote unquote normal, we could prevent a lot of those chronic care medications and things which are not without side effects and problems. Mm-hmm. And many times perhaps are helpful a little bit.
Right.
But if you really look at it, you know, they're not a magic bullet, mm-hmm. you know, a magic pill.
And I think we all have to get that out of our head.
Yeah.
I mean, a diet or, you know, and that's probably a bad word too. I mean, you got to look at this as a lifestyle change, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it really is. I tell people it's all between your ears. I mean, you just decide, I'm not going to eat that, you
right.
know? And you know, and once you start seeing results, most of us though, if we do some of these quick fixes of different pills or, you know, HCG, these different things, yeah, you're going to lose some weight probably, but most of us end up putting it back on and then some, you know,
right.
when
Absolutely.
We just don't do it right, Kayla.
Absolutely. And we've kind of joked before of, you know, skinny doesn't mean healthy either.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be honest. It doesn't at all mean healthy. And I will say, and again, kind of take a moment to brag on Dr. Rog. I think a lot of people too are anxious and they don't want to go into the doctor because
sure.
they know they've been bad. They know they aren't making the right choices.
Right.
And they know they're going to get a lecture from their doctor. This is so not the case with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, both doctors, I mean, very approachable, very realistic. And I think a lot of people, especially with weight loss, you're talking about what you don't feel good, is you're handed a list of don'ts. Don't do this. Don't do that. Well, what are you doing the second you walk out of the parking lot or out of the office into the parking lot? You're doing that because you feel, one, a little bit of attack. You know you're not supposed to. This is common knowledge. So the approach we also take here and these physicians take are, instead of don't do this, don't do that, okay, try integrating this. Try eating this today. You know, you can't go to the gym. Well, take a walk with your kids, your husband, your wife. You know, things that are positive. I think negative automatically, your brain is now shut off. They're not listening.
Sure.
They now feel judged, mm-hmm. and they may not even come back. And so making these little changes, you know, like she had mentioned, you know, don't drink your sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to go, you know, full-blown vegan or, you know, full-blown what today, because one, she knows that's not going to be realistic for a
sure,
lot of people.
Sure.
Just start with that. You start feeling good. You'll motivate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another huge difference by far of what 3-Aspens will do.
Right. And I think a lot of times too, you know, if you have somebody though that you have to check in with and have some responsibility with, you know, a little bit, and coach, I guess, maybe a word, you know, to kind of help you, encourage you, whatever. And hey, we're all going to mess up at some time. Maybe, you know, you go to, especially holiday parties are going to be coming and all that, you know. So, you know, just get back on track and get after it, you know. And but I think we all do better if there is some accountability a little bit, too. And you do have to check in and weigh and do some different things like that, too. But it's like you say, it's from an encouraging side. It's not from a demeaning side, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole added, you know, if you're a smoker, you know your doctor's going to say stop smoking, but it's that, you know, that approach and just how you kind of talk. Well, why are you? What triggers you to eat bad? What is your motivating factor for, you know, going to the gym? Or what do you feel, or when are you picking up the candy bars? And so really, I think if you start understanding that and going from that approach, it's more realistic, it's more mm-hmm. attainable. And like I said, then the patient does take accountability because you start feeling better right away.
Sure.
And then if you feel that good just by, you know, cutting out soda, well, man, if I actually throw some vegetables on my plate, I wonder how good I'd feel. And it's a step process because you want it long term.
Absolutely. Once again, it's 3 Aspens Regenerative Medicine. They're located at 6660 Timberline Road in Highlands Ranch, 303-683-4000. You can check out their website, 3aspens.com. That's T-H-R-E-E aspens.com. And we've talked a lot about the BioT and just a few things about this real quick. Patients talk about increased energy, strength, and weight loss, better moods, memory, and mental clarity, restored libido, and improved relationships, feel younger, healthier, and happier. Who wouldn't want that? So that number, again, is 303-683-4000. But, Caitlin, let's take the last couple of minutes here and talk about the financial side of this, because I think everybody says, okay, well, great, all this sounds good you guys are talking about. But I'm telling you, you got to invest in your health, okay? I mean, not everything's $20. Not everything's $100. I mean, for us to get healthy, you've got to invest in that. Like we said earlier, we do that in our cars, whatever, our houses, we paint it. It costs $5,000 to paint your house, you know. So, I mean, we got to invest in our health. So let's kind of talk about the financial side of it.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing is when we say we don't take insurance, people are automatically like, well, I'm already paying these outrageous premiums. And I hate to break it to everybody, health insurance is not what it used to be. And I think we're all seeing this. The premiums are going up. The coverage is going down. The deductibles as well are going up. So when I don't accept insurance, one, we actually will save patients money in the long run because, one, I don't have to hire a staff of billing and coding. I don't have to hire all these people that the overhead is what you're actually paying for at that point.
Right.
Now, when we're talking about costs for an annual kind of all-in for, you know, hormone replacement, we'll say, and I think we mentioned this is also all bioidentical hormones. So your insurance won't cover it. They will usually cover for certain diagnoses.
Okay.
Kind of the commercially produced synthetic products. Those are the ones that you get the bad side effects. We don't do that. Ultimately, you're looking at about a couple to 3 months premiums for your health insurance, and that's for your annual cost.
Okay.
So it's really, and it's not all up front. We have different ways of, I mean, we all are going through a lot of financial hardship right now. And so it's a lot more doable than I think people realize.
Right.
You said, and so if I put it in terms of, I know you're paying an arm and a leg for premiums. Well, if you take out a couple of those months' premiums and you spread it out over a year, this is very doable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I pay $823 a month for just my insurance.
And that's if you don't use it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. And when I had my knee done, I was like, out of pocket, was like $8,500, plus still paying the $800. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So you know what? Take the time, and our time is up for today. But I tell you, if you're looking for, you know, personal care, doctors that will spend time with you, talk with you, get to know you, understand your history, what your goals are, they will do all they can to help you at 3 Aspens Regenerative Medicine. Again, the number is 303-683-4000, 6660 Timberline Road there in Highlands Ranch. So ladies, look forward to doing this again.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this. Hi, this is Scott Watley once again to talk about one of my favorite stores, the Outdoorsman's Attic. If you're looking for great deals on your outdoor gear, head on over to the Outdoorsman's Attic. From waterfowl gear, decoys, ice fishing, to big game hunting, they've got you covered. If you've got some gear you just don't use anymore, take it over to the attic and they will sell it for you. They've also got guns and ammo. If your firearm needs a little work, see Scott the Gunsmith and let him know you heard about him here on Sportsman of Colorado. Hunting, fishing, and camping gear at tremendous savings, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden. Stop paying retail and get to the Outdoorsman's Attic.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley. We are glad you are with us. Integrated Health Systems, Dr. Shane Stedman joins us today. Dr. Stedman, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. Hey, if we can, for just 1 minute, let's congratulate your wife on a well-organized and a great event for her foundation.
Oh, I know.
Friday.
Man, so, you know, it's crazy. You know, we all have stress during this COVID time. And, yeah, watching her pull off a virtual fundraiser for her nonprofit was, you know, watching her, she actually handled it really well. You know, like, she was definitely stressed out of her mind and probably worked a lot, I think, leading up to it. It almost probably put in like 10, 12-hour days just trying to make sure everything went off with a hit. So it was kind of crazy. So yesterday she was still like working on some stuff after the gala, and yeah, it actually turned out well. I was pleasantly surprised for her, and yeah,
well,
it was
good.
A crazy time.
Well, good. I'm going to go pick up a gift card later we won in the auction. So, yeah.
I know. I saw that. Yeah, she was out there last night. She's like, oh, the Watleys won something.
Yeah. Hey, I got to win something if I'm going to watch something. Yeah, for sure. Well, again, it's Integrated Health Systems, and we are glad to have Dr. Stedman today. And each week we have a member of his team there and just talk about all the different things that they and conditions that they can help you with there at Integrated Health Systems. Today we're going to talk about children with diabetes and hypoglycemia. So, Dr. Stedman, before we even start, I bet you with all of this, do you see numbers with type 2 diabetes and diabetes just skyrocketing here in the next 2 to 5 years?
Yeah, you know, it'd be interesting to see how much of those might skyrocket. Just, you know, I think you and I were talking about this kind of at the beginning of the summer, you know, with I think a lot of the stay-at-home and working from home, mm-hmm. It seems like a lot more people that are more inactive than in the past. I think at the beginning when we saw a lot of the, you know, at home, you know, stuff that, you know, everybody and their dog was out walking. I mean, you could barely drive up and down the street without seeing families out for a walk and walking their pets and things like that. And now it's kind of back to normal, but I think everybody's still like not eating very healthy. I think there is the initial like stress eating and, you know, that we saw,
sure.
You know, with friends. You know, it's like, say you go to the grocery store and, you know, ironically, all the things that were on the shelf are all the vegetables and meat and organic food, all the stuff, which made life easy for me. I didn't have to worry about trying to find my food. But
me and you both, yeah.
We're fully gone. So I kind of get worried about that going, you know, if people are inactive and people are not eating very well and people are super incredibly stressed out, that is not a great recipe for, you know, getting into those type 2 diabetes, mm-hmm. which we know also with all the COVID stuff is not a good recipe. So, yeah, people, take care of yourselves.
Sure. And, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, you take the CDC and all these different groups and talk about, you know, washing your hands, socially distance, but you don't hear any of them encouraging you to, hey, go see your doctor, get some good blood work, and see what you can do to build your immune system. None of them say that, do they?
No. I wish. I think we talked about this like at the beginning too. It's like I wish they came out and said, wash your hands, eat healthy, you know, do meditation, get regular exercise. Yeah. I would probably like faint on the floor if I ever saw that. This is how you stay healthy. Wash your hands and eat it well.
Sure. Absolutely. All right, we're going to be doing a free webinar, and we'll talk about that here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock there on this topic. But just kind of give us an introduction to this, you know, for children with diabetes and this risk of hypoglycemia.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to kind of do something a little bit different in talking about blood sugar and kind of get into the kids, because I think that's a population that we forget about, you know, often, because, you know, we don't run blood work. Well, as a society, we don't run blood work on kids, you know, all that often. And we can talk about type 1, type 2 diabetes, and I'll go into that with kids, because you can see, like, the type 1 diabetes, but a lot of those kids are already kind of diagnosed. Mm-hmm. So they kind of figure those pieces out because there's some, you know, funky things when they're a baby that the parents recognize. But I think the other side of that coin is the hypoglycemic or the low blood sugar pieces that nobody really tends to talk about. And so I think sometimes when you look at, you know, a difficulty in school and concentration, being spacey, irritable, angry, anxious, fidgeting, restlessness at your desk, you know, those things could be low blood sugar and they don't get discussed. And I think it's unfortunate. So I think that's where I want to touch into that is, hey, what are some of the signs and symptoms with kids, and how should we, like, help feed our kids? Because I don't think kids also don't eat very well, so which I think contributes to some of these low blood sugar tendencies. So that's kind of where my discussion is going to go for tomorrow night's webinar.
Right. Again, it's Dr. Shane Stedman, Integrated Health Systems, our number 303-781-5617. If you'll call that number and just simply mention you heard Dr. Stedman here on Your Health Matters, they will get you the necessary information where you can join that webinar. So do people come in and just start with this and just start giving you descriptions of how their kids are, feeling and acting and all these different things, and you get into this? Or how do you start with the diagnosis of this properly?
You know, it's usually symptom-based. There's probably two things that happen often. One is that a parent comes in and say, hey, my kid's been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD, you know, and so then I'm trying to figure out, well, why do they have these things? Because, you know, I think we've talked about it, you know, over the years on this show, too. I mean, it could be a multitude of different things going on in their body. But one of the things that I will look at is say, well, let's run some basic blood work, because what if your blood sugar is too low? What if your iron is too low? And these are things that can cause your brain to not have enough fuel to be able to manage and maintain school. And so now the kid becomes, you know, irritable and disruptive in class. And you're like, well, what's going on with their brain? And so that's one way that I figured out where I'm like, your kid is hypoglycemic. Yeah, they're not going to function very well in school. The other piece that we see is patients will come and say, you know, my kid's really tired. They're having a hard time concentrating in school. They're struggling. They don't remember what the teacher said. You know, they're getting really anxious before a test. They have test anxiety or, you know, all these different pieces that kind of make me go, huh. And then I'll ask them, well, how are they after lunch? Oh, yeah, their afternoon classes, they're much better, but it's, you know, yeah, it's usually like periods 3, 4, and 5. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, okay, so their first period was good, but the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and of course, they're thinking, well, they're just struggling in English. Oh, they're just struggling in math. And it's like, well, just because math is 3rd period, what if social studies was 3rd period? Would they be struggling in social studies? And so you start kind of digging in and asking these questions, and then you find out, hey, they do better after lunch, and that kind of rings a bell. And the other thing that's sometimes interesting in schools is that, you know, the kid wakes up and let's say, you know, they got to catch a bus. So they're eating breakfast at 6:45 or 7, you know, and what's for breakfast? Well, it's probably cereal with milk. So that's not super awesome. But then some of these kids, you know, they have lunch at 11 o'clock. Some kids have lunch at 12:30. Some kids have lunch at 12:45. You know, some kids don't eat their lunch. Some kids have, right, you know, unhealthy lunches. And so you start kind of looking at the timeline of the day and the symptoms throughout the day, and you're like, I bet your blood sugar is just a hot, hot mess.
Right.
And that's what trips me up to start digging more into the blood sugar piece of it.
Sure. Do you think, too, with all this things with, you know, the way the schools are going, you know, some days in, some days out, some days at home, some days online, whatever. I mean, having some type of a normal day every day helps us get into a good routine. Do you see this just causing more havoc, too?
I mean, I definitely see it. I see it causing havoc on the kids, you know, more than anything. And I'm sure it definitely causes havoc on the teacher. You know, it's interesting, you know, with having kids in school, you know, myself, and then you talk to the kids and their friends, and, you know, you hear my kids talk about it. You know, it kind of, you start thinking in your head, you're like, I think it's really, it definitely impacts the kids, because I think as human beings, I think we do well with routine, you know. And right now, who knows what the routine is? I mean, every Sunday we have to sit down as a family and go, okay, what is this week going to look like? You know, and so, you know, yeah, some days my daughter's sleeping in until 9 o'clock because she doesn't have school. You know, her first Zoom class is at 9:30, or that teacher for Zoom said, well, I don't need you on. And so her next class is at 10:15, you know, so she's getting up at 9:30 and eating. And then another day she has to be at school at 7:15 because they take, you know, a half hour to screen all the kids. So she has to be at school extra early. So she's getting up at 6:30 on those days. So, you know, some days she's having breakfast at 6:45. Other days she's having breakfast at 9:30. And so I think that starts to mess up, like, the circadian rhythms and routines that I think a lot of kids, you know, probably thrive.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Dr. Shane Steadman is with us. If you're just joining us, it's Integrated Health Systems. IntegratedHealthDenver.com is the website. Free webinar tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Dr. Steadman will be doing a little bit more in-depth talk on this subject of children with diabetes and hypoglycemia. Call 303-781-5617 for more information on that. Absolutely free. And just 45 minutes or so just to learn a little bit more about this topic. Now, you know what? I think with all the stress going on, like we're talking about, and adults running like crazy too, and probably just, hey, what do you want to eat? Asking the kids, giving them that every day. We probably should start paying a little bit more attention to really what our kids are eating, and as much as ourselves. But right now we're talking about children, but paying attention to what they're eating and just how they're eating it and how much and how little, whatever, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was interesting watching my daughter, you know, so last summer, you know, last spring, you know, she does competitive soccer. So she went from, you know, practicing, you know, 3-4 days a week and games to all of a sudden nothing. But it was interesting because she kept eating like an athlete, you know. And I remember my wife and I were kind of like, man, she's like just consuming calories because that's what she's used to doing. But I'm like, her body is going to at some point say that, like, we're not doing anything, you know. And it was interesting how you can, like, see that change a little bit. And then as soon as, like, competitive soccer started back up in June, you know, all of a sudden it was like, you kind of watch, like, the football players, you know, they talk about how they start playing football and they just shred it again, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think some of these kids, too, is like, I think you have some of those kids who are athletes that go from being incredibly active to not being active at all, you know. And then I think what I'm kind of seeing more and more, you know, with the kids is like just their inactivity is just grown. And I think that's where we have to watch on what they're eating, how much they're eating, because you can't consume 4,000 calories as a kid, you know, and then just sitting there all day, you know.
Sure.
I think last Friday, my daughter, I was taking her to soccer practice, and, you know, she was talking about how, I was like, how's your day? And she's like, she goes, I sat on Zoom for 4.5 hours today.
Wow.
It's because she had one class to the next class to the next class. And so she's like, and then two of the classes, they were all working on projects. So if they didn't have anything to do, they just turned they hit the mute button. But they had to stay in front of the computer because then mm-hmm. that's when they're counting absence. So she's like, 4.5 hours is how long I sat in my chair straight. Man. And I was like, oh, that's not good. You know, so I'm like, well, thank goodness you're doing some activity, you know, but how many kids are doing sports? Are they just going from like sitting in front of a Zoom to sitting in front of a video game?
Right.
You know, or Netflix. I mean, I know a lot of the kids, it's interesting how they're all talking about watching Grey's Anatomy. You know, that's becoming really popular amongst like the middle school, high school kids. And so they're like binge watching Grey's Anatomy, and they're binge watching, you know, all these TV shows And I'm like, that's like 16 seasons. That one's 10 seasons. They're all talking about binge watching all these shows because they're so bored. So I think to your point, I'm kind of like off on tangent a little bit, but I think we have to watch what they're eating, what they're consuming, how many calories they're consuming, and their activity, because that's going to really cause and could lead to diabetes, or it can cause some of these blood sugar imbalances.
Right. So would this start with, well, first of all, give us some of the signs that you say, hey, look, you know what, I know we're all running 100 miles an hour, but if you notice your child doing this, because everybody's different. I mean, just like us as adults. I mean, you give one adult one medicine, it may help them. You give the same adult with basically the same condition, it may not help them. So we're all different, and so children are different as well. So what are some of the signs that adults should be on the lookout for?
Spaciness, lack of focus and concentration, fatigue. You know, fatigue is another big one, whether it be fatigue right before lunch or fatigue after they eat. Because if you fatigue after you eat a meal, then that's usually a blood sugar imbalance. So fatigue, energy, focus, concentration, anxiety, and then finally, sleep disturbances. So they're struggling to either go to sleep or stay asleep. So those five things I would probably say is good. So I'll say it one more time. So we had sleep, energy, focus and concentration, anxiety, and I missed the last one. It's almost lunchtime. I need to eat.
Yeah. And you know, just looking at some of the stuff too that you know that you had posted about your webinar tomorrow night, you even said like clumsiness and sweating or pale coloration may signal hypoglycemia.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because you start getting a stress response. You know, so sometimes you start getting, you know, this adrenal stress response that's kicking in, and so you get really sweaty and clammy. And then on top of like brain function too, your cerebellum or your balance centers, that coordination and balance center utilizes blood sugar for fuel. So if your fuel goes down, then also you kind of become uncoordinated or clumsy, even sometimes dizzy. Those are also some symptoms that you would look for.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, Dr. Shane Steadman's, I guess, it's Integrated Health Systems. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, 303-781-5617 is the number. You can call that number and just mention you heard Dr. Steadman here on Your Health Matters, and they'll get you the necessary information and link information to join this webinar. And do you have that kind of broken down into kind of categories that you'll be covering, or kind of give us a little highlight of that webinar tomorrow night?
So I'm going to touch on type 1, type 2 diabetes. So I'll talk about the difference between those and some of the things to do, and then what some of the research is talking about. So there's definitely some really cool correlations with things like wheat and type 1 diabetes. And then the other big, probably the bigger chunks, I'll talk about diabetes, but I'm probably going to spend a little bit more talking about some of the influences or the things that happen when your blood sugar is low or is dysregulated, because there's another big piece of this that can really affect like hormones and hormone regulation. So when you look at menstrual cycles and kids are like in, you know, high school, middle school starting, you know, like how does that affect their periods? So there's a lot of things that blood sugar impacts. So I want to talk about hypoglycemia, and then I want to dive into some of the conditions or some of the effects that it has on other parts of physiology.
Right. So I guess the best thing to do, you know, if people are seeing this and their children hearing this and saying, hey, we need to come in, would this start out, as with most of us, just doing some simple blood work just to kind of get a foundation?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so anytime we do a free consultation on cases like this, if they haven't had blood work already, I'm definitely going to run it, because it's inexpensive. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of great information. I mean, even today, I did a consultation, or we did a report of findings about an hour ago on a patient, and her blood sugar was 66, and on another blood work, it was 64. And the range should be, I like 85 to 100. So her blood sugar is really, really low. So I was explaining to her, I'm like, this is what blood sugar can do. So we talked about anxiety and sleep and memory and focus. And it's funny, her husband goes, yep, all of those. I'm like, yep. Wow. That's what happens when fuel.
Sure. Now, does this happen? I mean, we've seen this so many times with people who are like, you know, they're fine for a while, or, you know, for many, many years. Then all of a sudden they start having trouble with blood sugar. or is this something that usually people struggle with, you know, their whole life?
You know, usually I tend to see things like this after stress events because your adrenaline system or your adrenals, they really have a big role in maintaining blood sugar. And your body has a storage in your liver of blood sugar. So it's kind of like that in case of an emergency break glass, you know, and we can use the funds or we can use the sugar from that source. But over time, if you're in this chronic stress or if you have an autoimmune condition or a chronic illness, you know, some of those things, your adrenals are like, I'm tapped out. Like, you're on your own, bud. You know, and to kind of make it simplistic, but that's what tends to seem what happens, I guess, with these patients. So now you kind of lost these things that help keep blood sugar up. And then also you see sometimes, too, when patients are under stress, they just don't eat. Like some patients, they stress eat, and patients just don't eat. And so this kind of becomes, so I would say, more situational, you know, than anything, if that helps.
Right. How much damage are we doing to our, and I'm going to include adults in on this, too. Boy, you go in and you run in like, one, you know, 7-Eleven or whatever, and you just go in there to grab something to drink. I mean, there are cases and just all these different variety of these monster drinks, Red Bull, all these things. And you walk in a lot of times, and man, kids are drinking them, adults are drinking them, you know, and they're huge. Some of them are like, I don't know how many ounces, but they're like, you know, 40 ounces in these cans. I mean, how much damage are we doing to our health and our body by, you know, if we drink those consistently?
I think, well, there's always a couple interesting pieces to that. One, if you're reaching for those all the time, that probably tells you your body is telling you something, you know, because if everything was working normal, you probably wouldn't be reaching for those. So that probably tells you already have an imbalance.
Yeah, true.
So with that in mind, it's probably not the best thing because you get there's different energy drinks. You know, you have some that are full of B vitamins and that they're very natural. And then you have some that are loaded with like caffeine and some of these things that can activate your adrenals. And so the reason why those energy drinks work is because they provide sugar. So some of them have a lot of sugar in them, and then they can also stimulate that adrenal system. So now you get this kind of double whammy to keep you going, but it's kind of like an artificial stimulant, so to speak. And so it's just not a healthy thing because you still have to figure out like, why are you, what's going on that you're not, that you need that energy drink. Sometimes you see this with adults. They like, well, I just don't have time for breakfast. You know, and I won't eat lunch until 1 o'clock. Well, you got to have fuel from somewhere. So it's easy just to hit an energy drink, you know, slam your system, and that will keep you going until lunch.
Sure.
Well, it's probably not the healthiest thing, but, you know, so if you just ate breakfast or if you maintained your blood sugar first thing in the morning, you probably wouldn't even need the energy drink.
Right. Absolutely. Well, once again, there will be a free webinar tomorrow night brought to you by Integrated Health Systems. Dr. Shane Steadman will be doing this. Call 303-781-5617. For more information on that, it will be, like I say, at 6 o'clock. And, boy, a great chance to let you see Dr. Steadman and go through this talk with him. All right, let's talk a controversial thing here for the last couple of minutes. All right, mask. It just hit my phone that Polis came out and just extended the mask mandate for another 30 days. he just did a press conference here. What are you just seeing in patients? Because, I mean, the people I see, there's people that either, hey, really like it, or there's people that absolutely hate it, you know. But what do you feel from just the medical side? I mean, do you see that, you know, people are don't really mind doing this? And do you think it's keeping us healthier?
Man, you always bust these out on me when I come on. So you definitely see, I would say within the patients that walk in the door, you know, we see that split as well. You know, we see the patients who absolutely hate it. And, you know, we know that group. I would say the patients that I would even go as far as to say, I'm sure there's patients that are listening. They're like, I wear it, but it doesn't mean I like it. Mm-hmm. You know? So I think the mentality is like, it's a simple thing to do. So why not put it on? I think as far as like mask, I think this is probably the best way for even people who don't like wearing masks, who don't want to wear the mask, you know, that think it's dumb. I think what the goal is and what you're trying to accomplish is that yeah, sure, you can still get, you know, on the box it says viruses still could come in. But what you're looking at and what may help people that are listening to this is that it's a viral load. You're looking at the load. So if we can decrease the load or the number, you know, that's coming from an infected person to a non-infected person, that's what you're looking to do is to reduce that load.
Right.
You know, so obviously like a little cough might have a specific load, but then you have another person who, you know, think like my dad is a big sneezer, you know, like what mm-hmm. if you can hear him sneezing all through the house and you're just like, oh, good Lord. You know, so you have like the big sneezers and you have the little like a choose and you have the people who, you know, spit when they talk and the people who don't. You know, so I think what you're trying to do is you're trying to utilize a barrier to decrease that viral load so that if you have somebody that, let's say, has diabetes, you know, so we know that diabetes and COVID do not get along very well.
Sure.
You know, and so if you come across with somebody that does have diabetes, that if there is a transmission of a viral load from one person to that person with diabetes, that load is really low and that maybe it's enough for their body to fight off and to overcome versus right. maybe a bigger load that they can't overcome and then it puts them down. So I think that's the goal. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like wearing them at all. I know.
I agree.
And so there's always, I think each of us have our own little struggles around it and their personal opinions around it, but that's kind of the ultimate goal is to decrease the viral load.
Right. All right. Only 1 minute and I want him back in a corner on this, but the vaccine supposedly is coming out now with 90% success. But just me personally, I don't know if I want the first vaccine that comes out because there's a reason why it normally takes 4 to 7 years to get a vaccine out because all the studies behind it. And so we don't really know, you know, how long it'll be effective, what side effects it will have, and all that. Do any of your patients discuss with you, like, oh, I can't wait for this vaccine because I can't wait to get it?
Yeah, I would say that's split.
Yeah.
I would say there's definitely patients that have come in that say no way, no how they will ever get the vaccination. And then there's other patients who are masked up and gloved up. And, you know, and they're like, when this vaccine comes out, then I will feel more comfortable and not wearing all this protective equipment.
Right.
So I see both ends of the spectrum in the clinic as well. And it's really tough because I think, again, everybody ends up with their own, like, viewpoints and opinions, and whether it be personal beliefs, religious beliefs, you know,
sure.
health beliefs. I think it's a struggle. I mean, and I think most of us are probably a little bit nervous to see the first round, you know, to see how that mm-hmm. goes. And sometimes it depends on how the vaccination is the mechanism, and I haven't researched that mechanism, but, you know, sometimes these mechanisms are pretty amazing.
Right.
So it'd be interesting to see kind of what that mechanism is that they're utilizing to produce a vaccine response.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Dr. Stedman, thank you for your time today. Join this free webinar tomorrow night, brought to you by Integrated Health Systems. Call 303-781-5617 for more information. It's going to be on children with diabetes and hypoglycemia, and he's going to be going through type 1, type 2 diabetes, and it will be very informational, and I promise you it'll help you out. So, Dr. Stedman, thank you for your time today, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day. And thank you for joining us today for Your Health Matters.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.